Welcome to Singing and Other Sings, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear Frederica von Stade in song and in an interview she gave while visiting Honolulu recently. Let's get right to her singing from a recording she made of French songs with Martin Katz, the pianist. This is Debussy's Il pleut dans mon cœur. It's raining in my heart like it's raining in the city. By the way, you can find the original words and translations at Hawaii Public Radio's website, hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Frederica von Stade with Martin Katz and Debussy's Il pleut dans mon cœur. It's raining in my heart like it's raining on the city. Before we hear a comparison recording, let's enjoy some instrumental Debussy, this his prelude called The Interrupted Serenade. Thank you. That was Debussy's Interrupted Serenade, performed by Christian Zimmermann. Now for a comparison recording with Flicker's version of Debussy's Il pleut dans mon cœur. This is a classic recording from 1952 with tenor Hugues Guénot and Jacqueline Bancard. Debussy's Il pleut dans mon cœur, It's raining in my heart like it's raining on the city. Recorded in this vintage recording, 1952, with tenor Hugues Guénot and Jacqueline Blancard. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, the focus is on Friederike von Stade, better known as Flicka. So let's hear her sing again. And remember that everything you'll hear tonight is sung in French, so go to the Hawaii Public Radio website, where you can find the original words and translations. hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. Now Flicka sings the silly sati song, The Bronze Statue, which you may not realize is a statue of a frog. Listen to how much personality she puts into the words at the end. Les insectes couchant dans sa bouche. The insects sleep in her mouth.
La grenouille neige de ton eau s'ennuie le soir sous la tonnerre. Elle en a assez d'être la statue qui va prendre un grand mot, le mot. Elle aimerait mieux être avec les autres qui font des bulles de musique avec le savon de la lune. doré qu'on voit là-bas luire entre les branches. On lui lance un cœur de journée, une pâture de pistoles, qui la traverse sans lui profiter. Ils s'en vont sonner dans les cabinets de son piédestal numéroté.
The Statue of Bronze with Friederike von Stade and Martin Katz. This Satie song has crazy poetry and an almost cabaret-style piano part. But we know that Satie's music can be strange. That was The Little Final Dance from Satie's Relâche, performed by the Orchestre Symphonique et Lyrique de Nancy, conducted by Jérôme Kaltenbach. For our comparison of the bronze statue performance, we'll hear Pierre Banac with Francis Poulenc in the Satie song.
La grenouille du jeu de tonneau s'ennuie le soir sous la tonnelle. Elle en a assez d'être la statue qui va prononcer un grand mot, le mot. Elle aimerait mieux être avec les autres qui font des bulles de musique. Avec le savon de la lune, au bord du lavoir mordoré qu'on voit là-bas luire entre les branches, on lui lance à cœur de journée une pâture de pistole qui la traverse sans lui profiter. Et s'en vont sonner dans les cabinets de son piédestal numéroté. Et le soir, les insectes couchent dans sa bouche.
Pierre Banac and Francis Poulenc in a 1936 vintage recording of Satie's Statue of Bronze. This is Singing in Other Sins, with the focus on Friederike von Stade, who recently visited Honolulu. She kindly consented to an interview, and when asked about her feelings about her recent retirement, here's what she had to say.
You'd think you look back and be sad or regret or... No, you just look back and it's sort of like looking back at, I don't know, pictures of your children. It makes you happy and you think, how lucky am I that I got to do this and I never expected to do it. And it is so much fun and that I got to know all these people and I knew, you know, both my old colleagues and my younger colleagues, and the time has come and I know it and I love it and I want more time with, you know, all our grandchildren. And no, I'm thrilled. And just all I think of is how grateful. Really not a, as my Irish friend used to say, not a glitter of regret. Regret of some of the things I didn't accomplish, maybe, but not really even regret, just observation.
You can hear background noise in that interview with Friederike von Stader because it was held in her Halekulani hotel room with the balcony open to all the sounds from below. Let's hear her sing again, this time, Too Gay, from Ravel's Greek Songs. This song is filled with the joy I imagine Flicka felt upon retiring. Martin Katz was Flicka's wonderful pianist in Too Gay from Ravel's Greek Songs. Ravel's instrumental music ranges from orchestra, think La Mer or Bolero, to chamber music and, of course, solo piano works. But listen to what he does when he orchestrates that same little song we just heard. That was José Van Damme with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Pierre Boulez in Ravel's Too Gay. In my interview with Flicka, I was interested in knowing how she'd maintained her healthy vocal state into her 60s.
A lot of it, like a lot of careers, this is luck. You have to look at the repertoire I've sung. I've sung boys and young maidens. Now that's not as hard on the voice as if you've sung Carmen all your life or sung Azucena. I work with a gal who really gave me another 15 years of my voice. Because I am not technically, I'm so far from technically perfect. Over my career, I've had major hurdles to get over because I sang very naturally for most of my career and I worked terribly, terribly hard, but, you know, didn't kind of nail it, so to speak. And then, you know, got to my 50s and things started to get harder. And one day, Jake Heggie said, Flicka, you know, Kurt, his partner, said, he goes and works with this wonderful lady named Jane Randolph. Why don't you go try it? And I knew her because my daughter, Jenny, when she was studying singing, worked with her at one point. And I loved what she said to Jenny. You know, 16 at the time, but I didn't want to go into Jenny, my daughter's territory. So I eventually asked Jenny if it was okay, and I went and worked with her, and she just helped me so much in things that are so basic of, you know, no big deal about breathing, but yes, breathing and not pushing and not driving and not forcing and all those things that you hear that orchestra around you and you tend to drive it through. And all the phrases come back to me of my first teacher who died when I was kind of in mid-career. And he used to say, in the slimness lies the virtue. The slimmer you make your voice, the more it carries, the less pressure there is, the more it will last. Forcing your voice, first of all, blows the vocal cords apart, pushes air through, and you don't get sound. So it's the same darn thing as everything else in a physical activity. As golf, you beat the heck out of that ball and you'll miss it. If it's an easy swing, it's like dance, it's, you know, the leg goes up, if you're forcing it up, it doesn't work. It's that same thing, but that's what the difficulty of singing is. You can't see it, you can't feel it, but if there's any discomfort or pressure, chances are you're wrong, you know. And what is it about the human voice? It is in that simplicity and that clarity and that ease.
A portion of the interview with Frederica von Stade on her recent visit to Honolulu. As you'll hear, she's fascinated with Francis Poulenc, whose songs we'll hear her sing. But before that, I want to warm up your ears with a short piece of his for violin and piano called Bagatelle. Bagatelle by Poulenc, performed by Graf Muja violin and Alexandre Taureau piano. Now that you feel a bit familiar with Poulenc's sound, let's hear what Flicka has to say about this composer, taken from that recent interview here in Honolulu.
I adore Poulenc. I mean, Poulenc was, you know, above all, I mean, a brilliant technician, but also a first-class entertainer. And what his songs are about are entertaining and telling stories. And one of the things about Poulenc that was a real privilege for me to do was to do all his café concert and La Courte Paille, which is all about children, and then, you know, all his songs, Voyage à Paris, Hôtel, all that. and then do Dialogue of the Carmelites and see the other side of his soul, which was, I think, vastly repentant, very much apologetic in some ways for what his life was, which probably was condemned as way too strong a word, but you know, it was a café concert life. And I think that I always thought that the Dialogue des Carmelites was a little bit of an atonement, and an exquisite atonement, you know. So that's a pretty deep, broad, and magnificent soul that I hear and see in Poulenc. And terrific sophistication, you know, musical sophistication.
Flicka talking about the two sides of Poulenc. Let's illustrate the storyteller side, the café concert side, with her interpretations of Hôtel and Voyage à Paris. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, with the focus on Friederike von Stade with Martin Katz, who just performed Poulenc's Hôtel and Voyage à Paris. Did you hear her complete involvement? Before we hear comparison recordings of these songs, let's listen to the religious side of Poulenc from his Gloria.
Yeah.
From Poulenc's Gloria, we heard Domine Fili Unigenite, performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and chorus, conducted by Robert Shaw. I promised a second hearing of the two city songs that Flicka sang, Hotel and Voyage à Paris, and Voila, performed by Michel Piquemal and Christina Lejarige. Michel Piquemal, baritone, and Christina Lajarige, piano, in Hôtel and Voyage à Paris by Poulenc. In her interview, Flicka mentioned her joy in singing the children's songs found in Poulenc's La Courte Paille. So here they are now, complete. The translations can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. The title of this set of songs translates the short stick, like when you're drawing straws to see who's it. During the next 11 minutes, see what aspects of your childhood you can relive.
Dans Sous leur
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and we just heard the children's songs of Poulenc's La Courte Paille, The Short Stick, performed by Friederike von Stade with Martin Katz at the piano. In my interview with her, Flicka continued to return to the subject of luck in one's career.
Very lucky. You know, it's like every career, people say, well, I'm 29 and I haven't made it. I said, you know, you could be 50 times more talented than the person next to you who got the job. And why? It's not because your voice necessarily is less or your talent is less. So much of careers is luck. You know, just watch American Idol. Watch it. It's, you know, it's who appeals, you know, someone might be blonde, they might appeal. Yeah, you can get the basic bones of it, that someone has a great voice or a not great voice. But there's so much more than that. So it's nothing that you can ever beat yourself up over, because it's so dependent on good fortune.
You can tell we're dealing with one happy person here when we speak with Flicka, Frederica von Stade. Now, to illustrate that, Je suis heureuse, I am happy, the tipsy song that most often ends her recital programs. This is from Offenbach's La Pericole. Slightly Drunk Song from Offenbach's La Pericole, performed by the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Frederica von Stade, with John Pritchard conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Let's end with Flicka singing the ineffably beautiful Bailero from Canteloube's Songs of the Auvergne. Frederica von Stade with Antonio de Almeida conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in Canteleu's Bailero from his Songs of the Auvergne. Many thanks to Flicka for her interview at the Halekulani Hotel. She really is a kind person, as everyone says. Also thanks to Dennis Moore for helping locate appropriate non-art song material for our listening delight. Next week, a memorial tribute to Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and songs of Richard Strauss. Don't forget to check out the ongoing Hawaii Public Radio Art Song Contest. The rules can be found at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.